This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
This is going to hurt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The price of oil surpassed a record $126 a barrel today. With that, OPEC ministers and some investment bankers say a rise to $150 and to $200 is certainly possible. Estimates from Standard Life show oil at $200 would mean roughly $6.50 a gallon for U.S. gasoline. When you consider where prices at the pump already are and how much we're paying for food, it's going to be hard to make sense out of the next report on inflation. It comes out next week. Chances are April's figures will seem way too low. Is the government out of touch? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
You just paid, what, about $60 to fill up your gas tank? You're shell-shocked by egg prices. They've risen at least 35%. So why do economists expect the overall consumer price index for April to inch up by less than 1%? Global Insight economist Ken Boschman says the government uses a market basket of goods to come up with a CPI.
There's so many other things in there that aren't that volatile, and they're not increasing that rapidly.
The price of women's clothing is actually down, for example. So is the cost of furniture. But we tend to pay more attention to the prices of things we buy a lot. Adding to the confusion, government inflation hawks give more weight to the so-called core rate of inflation. That excludes the prices of energy and food.
You're telling me that I'm fine if I don't eat or drive to work?
Wachovia senior economist Mark Vittner says that's a typical reaction from consumers. But he says the government needs to look at pricing trends for all goods. Otherwise, volatile food and energy prices will have too much influence. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Don't forget, you also have to fill up the plane if you're flying. That is, you and your fellow passengers. The airlines have increased their fares again. American, Delta, and United tickets just went up $20 to keep up with the cost of jet fuel. Fuel surcharges now total $130 on some flights. The Dow is down 80 points to 12,786. The NASDAQ is up slightly to 2451, and the S&P 500 is down 6 points to 1391. European shares are lower. One of Britain's leading energy companies has warned wind power is becoming unprofitable. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Centrica says the economics of offshore wind farms are now marginal. The cost of construction's doubled in the past 2 years. The soaring price of steel and copper are mainly to blame. This is the second attack on the viability of wind power here in recent days. Last week, the Shell Oil Company pulled out of a project to build the world's largest offshore wind farm off the south coast of England. But Gordon Edge of the British Wind Energy Association says this industry will not be blown off course.
We have to understand this is a very new industry. It's at an early stage, and I'm very hopeful that we're going to see this sector become a major part of our means to tackle climate change here in Europe.
But Shell said last week it was going to focus on onshore wind power in the United States, where tax breaks would make the business more profitable. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians. offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
We continue with Food Fight, our series on the global food crisis.
In Haiti, riots over food prices.
Limiting purchases of rice.
Hey, winter wheat's up 25 cents. Corn.
Today, a look at one way to cope. No matter where you shop or what you buy, food is getting more expensive. Prices are up nearly 4.5% over last year, and experts say they could rise another 5% this year. That's inspiring more people to plant their own food. As Stacey Vanek-Smith reports, that has the gardening industry growing like a weed.
The Stanford Avalon Community Garden spans several blocks of the Watts neighborhood in Los Angeles. It has a long waiting list for its 87 plots. And with food costs rising, Executive Director Miguel Luna expects the garden will get even more popular.
With prices going up and the grocers, this is ideal. You see what you're growing, you're able to grow it, and you take it home.
Lupe, who works as a nanny, finally got her plot 3 months ago. Her mint, cactus, basil, and greens are flourishing.
Of course, I save a lot of money. I wish to grow beans and rice.
And lots of us wish we could grow Chinese takeout, or at least make gardening that convenient. Products that make growing food easier, from plants to tools to fertilizers, are boosting garden store sales.
They want convenience. No one wants to spend hours and hours and hours outside.
Josh Peoples is director of marketing for Scott's Miracle-Gro. He says new gardeners have been snapping up products that save time, including soil that has fertilizer and food already in it, and single packs of plant food.
There's no getting your fingers dirty or having to know how much to measure. You just rip open the top, pour it into a watering can, and you're ready to go.
People says container gardening is also flourishing. That's growing plants in tubs and pots, popular with urbanites and weekend weed whackers. A Miracle-Gro soil that resists overwatering, a big problem with container gardening, has seen sales jump 40% a year. Of course, it all starts with the seeds. Sales of those are up 25% at gardening stores across the country.
We're seeing a strong interest in garden seed this year, probably more so than in years past.
Patty Price is Senior VP of Merchandising for Lowe's Outdoor Living Products. She says growers are looking beyond the typical choices.
We're seeing the typical tomatoes and peppers growing, but we're also seeing things like blueberries and raspberry and blackberries that are growing.
Gardening centers are expected to be a bright spot for companies like Lowe's and Home Depot. Both have been hit hard by the housing downturn. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
For more of our coverage on the global food crisis, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.